The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Andrea Kay Show. She's blonde, 5'2", and 102 pounds of dynamite in a dress. Here she is, Andrea Kay.
Welcome to hour two of tonight's Andrea Kay Show on this Monday, pretty much the Mondayest Monday of all time. But I'm glad to have you guys with us for hour two of tonight's Andrea Kay Show. We're going to continue our discussion about Israel and what's going on there, what this foreign policy, what it means for us, what's Mike Johnson's next move going to be with aid for Israel and Ukraine, those topics. Another crazy story I want to get into a little bit later. Did y'all hear of the men's retreat with a megachurch that had a male stripper? Yeah, you heard me. Those stories and so much more on this hour of the second hour of tonight's Andrea Kay Show. Follow me on all the socials at Andrea Kay. Email me at AndreaKayShow.com, AndreaKayShow.com. If you miss any part of the podcast or the show, download the podcast wherever you get your pods. Before I go any further, I gotta bring in this man. He's my brother every night of the week. It is DJ Sesame Broccolini.
I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah, this Monday really stinks, you know. This is my nominee for stink of the week. It's just Mondays. Yeah. Meatless, meatloaf, whatever it is. Marinara, I just don't even care anymore. Mondays, just the worst. Yeah. But hey, here's the silver lining, though. It's Taco Tuesday Eve, and I'm okay with that.
Okay, man. Okay. Here's the silver lining, too, is that I saw some police down in Florida handling business with some of these people that decided to block the roadway. We've got a first time guest on the Andrea Kay Show coming up. Maybe my litmus test for guest is going to be, how do you answer this question? You come across some protesters, some pro Hamas people in the roadway. Do you A, step on the brake, or do you or do you B, press harder on the gas pedal? I'm from the great state of Louisiana. Y'all know how we roll on that. Does the term roadkill mean anything to y'all? Joining me at Just Teasing, joining me now for the first time in the Andrea Kay Show is Brad Devlin. He's actually senior political editor from the American Conservative, and you can follow him on Twitter at Bradley Devlin. That's D-E-V-L-I-N. Brad Devlin, welcome to the Andrea Kay Show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Do you care to answer the question? In multiple choice.
Listen, if anyone gets in my way in a menacing manner, I don't think I'll be hitting the brakes anytime soon. I might turn into another Daniel Penny, but I think at that point I'm putting my safety and safety of my family first. That's for sure.
Good answer, my dude. Good answer. And thanks for being here tonight. So we already talked about the pro-Hamas people blocking roadways. We've already talked about the Iron Dome and the attack. Thank goodness, thank the good Lord, actually, that there was minimal damage done by Iran. We have yet to see how Israel responds. We already talked last hour about how in such a despicable, I don't even have the words, Brad Devlin, to describe how I feel in finding out that the U.S. government actually reportedly said to the Iranian officials, hey, go ahead and attack, just, you know, do it within limits. I mean, it's just absolutely despicable to me. I already played the clip too of John Kirby saying that it was absolutely not going to be considered an Israel only, a standalone Israel only package. So I know that you guys have a piece out about Mike Johnson. What can you tell us about that? I mean, Mike Johnson, he has some fences to mend after him acting a fool with the FISA situation. So he knows that he's kind of treading on some thin ice with the Freedom Caucus and with the conservatives. What's going to happen with this Ukraine aid?
Yeah, he's got a really tough needle to thread here. The White House says it wants it. It wants Ukraine aid attached to Israel aid. It wants it in a package, just like the Senate passed in February with that $95 billion supplemental covering everything from Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, humanitarian assistance, and your next colonoscopy. I think Johnson's play here, at least according to what's been reported from the GOP conference meeting that happened this evening, is they're going to move forward with a series of separate bills under one rule. So before you actually vote on a package, you vote on a rule to govern the way in which you will go about considering the package. Typically, if that rule passes, chances are the bill in question is going to pass as well. We saw that with the FISA fight recently, right? You mentioned it in the intro to your question. Where the rule initially fails and then it succeeds because Mike Johnson has negotiated an amendment process for the warrants. The warrant amendment fails and the bill passes. What they're going to be doing here is they're going to be voting for a single rule, considering three or four different pieces of legislation, which again is a hodgepodge of weird priorities all thrown together. And then whatever they end up passing from those four pieces of legislation will travel as a single bill to the Senate. So if the Senate says, okay, we're going to vote on this, we're going to move it to the president's desk, the president will receive one package. The question remains, though, will it have Ukraine aid in it? I think Johnson is taking a big risk by moving forward with a gambit like this. I think Israeli aid to Israel, especially after last weekend, is probably incredibly popular, not only with his conference, but with most centrist Democrats. And so they could move forward with another standalone Israel bill and finally force the Senate to take up something, right? The Senate has held this anvil of the $95 billion aid package over his head for so long. I think it'd be nice for Johnson to have some of the cards in his hand at this point, because he knows that he can pass an Israel aid package that includes about $14 billion for Israel, and offset by IRS costs, because they did so last October. So that, I think, would be the best move for Johnson. But it's hard to figure out what exactly Johnson wants here. Does he actually still want to be Speaker? I think we'll be seeing if he actually wants to be Speaker very soon, depending on how he handles this Ukraine aid question.
Yeah, he's just been really baffling. And, you know, I'm ready for my alma mater, LSU, to, you know, to say he needs to hand back his degree and never be seen wearing purple and gold again. Okay, because he has just completely humiliated LSU. And I say that seriously, because this is somebody who rose to power through the LSU and through Louisiana by being, you know, considered to be a solidly conservative and Christian man. And then he rises his way up to, you know, to Congress and then Speaker of the House, only to turn right around and be no better than what we would probably have if we had Hakeem Jeffries. And people are literally scratching their head over him going, I don't understand. Who is this man? And it's such and it's so baffling, Brad Devlin, that it's shocking to people and frightening, because they think if somebody like him could be so corrupted, I mean, is our government just completely gone? Is it just so hopeless? I mean, we had another vote. Anna Paulina Luna forced another FISA vote tonight. The rhinos went ahead and reauthored with no warrant, completely destroying the Fourth Amendment in this country. What are your thoughts overall in terms of the Republican Party and our government and the level of corruption and whether or not it can be saved?
Well, that's a big question. You know, I'd really the SCIF is always used as a cop out in these situations, right? I mean, Matt Gaetz is on the record talking about how Mike Johnson, a constitutional lawyer by trade, mm-hmm. made these arguments more eloquently than he ever could on why there should be warrant provisions in FISA. All of a sudden, he goes to the skiff when Section 702 authorization is coming down the pike, and boom, there you have it. He's now anti-amendment. He's now anti-warrant provisions in FISA, whether it's included in the bill or as an amendment. It's heartbreaking that he was the tying vote there when it came to the amendment forwarded by Andy Biggs. You know, and that tells you a lot about where our country is. It's been dominated. I think, sadly, you know, we should never forget 9/11, but sadly, it looms very large in the mind of our representatives. And in response, they pass things like the Patriot Act. They give too much credence to the work that the deep state is doing in the intel agencies, the CIA, the FBI, et cetera. And so then they go to the skiff and they're kind of wooed by the super secret intelligence that they promise they can't even provide a glimmer of insight to the American people into. You know, that's my biggest concern, is that the intel agencies can continuously do this stuff. I mean, Chuck Schumer said so. I believe it was a 2017 clip on Meet the Press, if I'm remembering correctly. But Senator Schumer just said the quiet part out loud on national television, saying, yeah, if you go against the intel agencies, they have ways that they can screw with you.
That's right. I was trying to think last hour. I was trying to recall last hour what he said. He said they have a bunch of different ways they can screw you. And I think that's what's going on. So then what we have to figure out going forward is, and we can't continue to just think that one person like Trump is going to solve all these problems. We've got to figure out how to route them out, because the investigators are in charge of the investigations. So, you know, the intel agency and the FBI needs to be gutted, completely gutted and rebuilt, because otherwise I don't know how we save this country, because that's who is the gatekeepers and that's who's really got the control. And they're controlling the outcome of our elections through a variety of different means. And, you know, nothing can be saved if we don't get rid of them. All this other stuff is just kind of surface talk. Final thoughts, Brad Devlin.
Yeah, I mean, for a party that talks a lot about self-government, they don't actually govern like it, right? And I think that is the number one question facing the American Republic in the 21st century, is can self-government persist in the modern state? And Republicans are making a great case that it cannot be, which is sad, because I wake up every morning, most of the days, more mad at the Democratic Party or at the Republican Party than I am the Democratic mm-hmm. Party, because the Democratic Party doesn't represent me and you. The Republican Party is supposed to, and they do such an awful job at it. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is the number one question that Republicans need to start mulling over, is, are we just going to accept that this American experiment has failed? If so, please tell us so that you and I can go start our own political party.
Yeah, or our own government. Which, you know, the Constitution says if the government has failed you, go start a new one. So maybe that's something we've got to start seriously considering. Brad, where can people read your work and follow you?
Yeah, go to theamericanconservative.com. We'll be following all this stuff closely, especially as Johnson either shoots himself in the foot or shoots his friends in the foot. And my Twitter is at Bradley Devlin, as you said from the outset of this segment. So go check my work out there.
Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And you guys, stick around. Go take a little break. We come back. We're going to shift gears. We've got some other things to get into tonight, like this mega church that decided to have a stripper come. Yeah. A mega church at a men's event with a stripper. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Andrea Kay, bringing the world a much-needed reality check. You're listening to The Andrea Kay Show on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kay Show. Most churches have these, like, getaways to where they've got women's conferences and, you know, women's retreats and, you know, sometimes couples retreats. I used to love going to church camp when I was a teenager. Super, super fun. One of my favorite things to do. Did you ever go away to church camp or go to any men's retreats, Sesame?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mostly just retreats through, I went to Catholic school and through my church. So yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. I've had a lot of really fun ones at different missions and different places mm-hmm. nearby, just locally. But yeah, they're really fun.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I remember was, in addition to being fun and just having some good concentrated quality time with friends, they would legit was an opportunity. Kids were brought to Christ mm-hmm. at these summer camps. And so some of my best memories involve that. I haven't really done any adult women's retreats because typically work, has never made it possible for me to do that. My entire work career has involved working, never really being able to take too many, you know, full weekends off. But now, you could be a member of what you think is just the greatest church and, you know, go to some retreat, and crazy stuff is starting to happen. Churches, particularly mega churches, have been so corrupted. And, you know, of course the enemy is not going to bother to go and attack people that aren't on fire for Christ, right? I mean, the enemy is not going to bother to go after and try to attack people that don't have any influence and the people don't have any ability to win over souls. So, you know, all pastors of all churches, large and small, have to be careful, right? You have to recognize you're under attack. Well, I don't know what went on at this James River Church. This is a mega church, apparently, in Springfield, Missouri. It was organized by John Lindell. He's the lead pastor. It was the Stronger Men's Conference in Springfield, Missouri, organized by John Lindell, lead pastor, James River Church. And what happened was they had, when I went to church camp, I don't know about you, Sesame, we had special guests and speakers, and they were, really great preachers, and particularly, you know, youth pastors that had an ability to connect. For some reason, this mega church brought an entertainer there who was a sword swallower, and whose background included stripping at gay nightclubs, who did a pole dance and a sword swallowing routine at a men's retreat. What? 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 This mega church had a gay stripper come and do a pole act and swallow swords? Swords? You have to watch the video to get that this is not a joke. So then this pastor gets up there, one of the speakers, Pastor Mark Driscoll of Trinity Church, and he decided to criticize the performance, and he got booed off the stage. He's the guy they had to go. Is this a case of the fact, why would the men in the crowd, Sesame, boo that preacher off the stage and not the stripper? I get the only thing that I can assume is that this men's church or this men's retreat is more bathhouse than biblical house. Your thoughts?
Yeah, there's something especially disturbing about taking spaces and things that are supposed to be sacred and dedicated to God and just completely perverting them. I don't know what they were thinking with this. I don't know why they booed the pastor, but seriously, enough is enough. There's an all-out war on Christianity in this country. And by the way, it's coming in some places from within. The fact that this pastor, this church went along with this is so disgusting and so disturbing. It makes the hairs on my hands stand up. So I don't know.
It's very ironic
in that sense that it's like, I mean, you folks really clearly need God now more than ever before. So whatever this is, it's really quite saddening.
This is shocking.
It is shocking.
This is at a mega church men's retreat. He's a 26-year-old performer. Oh, he had been on Britain's Got Talent. If you watch the performance, I don't consider that talent. I don't think taking your shirt off and, you know, working a pole is talent.
No.
Excuse me.
No.
And this guy, his background, he's a 26-year-old Soviet-born performer who does has a X-rated lifestyle. And works in gay nightclubs. So they had to have known who he was. This is evil. This is depravity that has entered our churches. America, we have reached Sodom Gomorrah levels. Have we not? When we have this going on at a church men's retreat. When the pastor Driscoll started his message by saying, quote, the Jezebel spirit opened our event. He said, this is a rebuke and a correction of no one. This is an observation. Before the word of God was open, there was a platform. It was a high place. On it was a pole, an Asherah, the same thing that's used in a strip club for women who have the Jezebel spirit to seduce men. He said, in front of that was a man who ripped his shirt off like a woman does in front of a pole at a strip club. Driscoll went on to say, Jesus cried. And then he was kicked off the stage. But people initially were cheering Driscoll on when they didn't realize at first that he was criticizing them. So Lindell, the organizer, interrupted Driscoll and said that he was out of line. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable that this is what is happening. And what we need to do, we need to be really praying over our nation. Really, really praying over our nation. I was sent an interview request. Somebody about a press rep has sent me an email about 10 signs that representing a guest to come on the show about 10 signs that we're in the end times. Do I need a book to tell me that? Doesn't this tell us we're in the end times? Sesame broccolini.
Well, I don't know if it's the end times, but it's crazy times.
Yeah.
And it certainly is a very dark moment in our nation's history. And I do think that we're in this very weird age of unenlightenment where everything is being co-opted and hijacked and perverted by some of the most detestable people in this country. Truly, it is so sad to see the worst sorts of folks with the most disturbing and immoral lifestyles being elevated to the front of the conversation and the front of the lines. And, you know, even just I saw some post on Twitter today about something from the, you know, bus center down in San Ysidro talking about, you know, you get to cut to the front of the line if you're, you know, handicapped or something above a certain age or a member of the LGBTQ community.
What? Like that's some kind of, special. First of all, it's not a handicap, but it's a mental situation. Yeah, you get special consideration like those with disabilities.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So it's all to say there's a thing I want people to understand. It's one thing to just have evil. Evil just exists in the world. This is a fallen world. Man chose sin a long time ago. God sacrificed his only begotten son to save us from that fact and from, you know, damnation. So fair enough. But we have people praising evil now. Evil's being celebrated. It's being shoved in our faces. And it's being reframed as a good thing. Exactly.
It's being practiced. That was being practiced at a church, evil was, and depravity was.
Yes.
And let me tell y'all, I've been honored. We need to be on our knees every day praying for this country. And I'm honored to be asked to be the MC again for the National Day of Prayer here in San Diego. It's Thursday, May 2nd. 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. down in Ruoco Park, which is down by Seaport Village. Worship is from 11:30 to 12. And then we've got speakers until 1. We've got Reverend Roland Slade. He's been there every year. I've been hosting. He's absolutely amazing. Our good friend, Wendy Patrick. You all know Wendy, Dr. Wendy. She has a show with us on Saturdays here on the station. She's going to be there. Dr. Mickey Stonier is going to be there. He's the chaplain to our first responders. Esther Valdez Clayton, immigration attorney. She's going to be there. We've got I can't remember how to pronounce her name. Mayor Gloria staff member. I know that we're not fans of Mayor Todd Gloria, but this gal, I think her name is Cheetah Warren Darby. She was on fire for the Lord last year. So y'all come out, bring some chairs, totally casual, bring a blanket, come sit, join us. Last year was just an absolutely amazing event. The Lord says we're two or more gathered, that he is there in this, with us in spirit, and you will feel the Lord's presence. Come down and join us, and let's rally as a community. That is Thursday, May 2nd, down at Ruoco Park, 11:30 to 1. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. More craziness to get into. I've also got some listener emails to share with you guys. So don't go away. We got more Andrea Kay Show coming up.
Andrea Kay, telling you like it is, while eating a donut, too. It's the Andrea Kay Show on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kay Show. I'm going to read some listener emails here. Sandy says, remember this television movie from the 80s? It had a lot of people upset at the time. The movie was The Day After, 1983. I don't remember this movie. The Day After, first aired November 20th, 83 on ABC. It's a fictional war between NATO forces and the Warsaw Pact over Germany that rapidly escalates into a full-scale nuclear exchange between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. I don't remember that. I might have to look it up and give it a looky. She says, P.S. about the movie, I remember TBN with Hal Lindsey had a special program after the movie called The Moment After The Day After. They heavily advertised to tune in right after the movie. They took it very seriously and was upset they were trying to frighten people about nuclear war. A lot of people thought we were on the brink, and that was in the 80s. I don't remember that at all. Interesting that I wouldn't remember that. Thank you, Sandy. I'm going to have to look that up. Because that sounds very interesting. She also said, this was on Friday, I agree with you. I'm so angry and disgusted over what happened today. Yeah, same sentiment from other people that I got about, what's his name? Mike Johnson. Going to read a couple emails here. Frankie, my dude, my fellow LSU grad, was pretty upset at him as well. Although then Frankie sent me some good news, though, out of Louisiana, that Louisiana lawmakers reject minimum wage raise and protections for LGBTQ+ people in the workplace. So I got to tell y'all, Louisiana is doing some really good legislation down there. One of the things that they've just passed a bill I think it's all public schools down there will be teaching or will have the Ten Commandments, I believe, brought back into the classrooms. So, you know, we've got some good things happening in Louisiana, including the fact that people cannot block the roadways down there, which on a day like today is particularly good news. I've been forgetting to remind you guys about taking your health back. This is so important. Because we can't stay in this fight if we're not healthy. And every day there's more and more and more studies and stories that I'm seeing about how they're poisoning us in our food supply. They're poisoning us with they're renaming stuff, like not telling you about crickets, which I consider to be poison. If you're going to put crickets in my food, label it crickets. Don't call it some other name so that we don't understand what's in our food. We've got to go back to eating. And I know that nobody loves processed foods more than me. I love me some frozen pizza. I love me some frozen rolled taquitos. But I'm having to spend a lot of time looking at the ingredients list on foods to make sure that they're not shoving crap in me that I don't know anything about and what it's doing to my body. Because they are manufacturing health issues in us so that they can get us on the big pharma bandwagon. And I fortunately had some friends of mine that tipped me off to Nanosoma, which is natural immunity boosting polycosanols. And once I started taking the spray, it has completely changed my life. It doesn't mean that I don't have a down day. I'm feeling draggy today because I didn't go to bed early enough and last night, and I didn't get enough sleep. I had to get up early. So, I mean, it's not a magic pill. You still got to, you know, get some sleep at night, but trust me, take your health back. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/AK. Start checking out the ingredients. They've been lying to us, shoving crap in our food. Dr. Peter McCullough today said they're trying to warn us about this bird flu. Well, you know what's creating a bird flu problem in this country? All the vaccinations into our poultry, how they've been injecting our poultry with chemicals called vaccines. So there's one of the things I'm going to investigate, and I'm curious what you guys, if any of you guys have done any of these food and not food delivery services, but like butcher boxes. There's some companies where you can order your meats and your fish and your poultry to be delivered that is natural, it's organic and healthy. I want to hear from you guys. Email me at andreakshow.com if there's anybody that you've tried that you can recommend. Do you know Sesame? Have you used any of these delivery companies where you can just get your meat from them that you trust that aren't full of all kinds of poisons and crap?
No, I mean, I'd like to, but I have used some of those like pretty fresh organic kind of meal delivery things where they give you sort of, there's a few different ways they do it, but sometimes it's just a basically like a TV dinner, but they at least allegedly are giving you things that are, you know, farm fresh and farm to table as much as possible. And I will say this, I've noticed a difference in terms of the actual quality of the food. There are certainly some brands that I've tried that I really trust now that do deliver at least produce or stuff from actual local farms. They'll partner with farmers and ranchers and stuff. I'd like to try Good Ranchers. I've heard great things about them, actually. I don't know. So I'd like to hear as well if people...
Is that a beef? Is that one of the beef people?
Yeah. Good Ranchers. They've been around for a few years and they get a lot of love, and I've heard a lot of really good things, but I've never tried them. I've been waiting to sort of give them a chance because I really do want to at some point, because people say that they have just really good stuff. It's all American produced, American made, American jobs. They're a patriotic company and they also are putting out good quality products. So that's one I've heard a lot of good things about, is Good Ranchers.
There's a lot of people that are actually going towards a straight carnivore diet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're getting straight meat. And they're getting their meat from a meat subscription service that they trust that isn't pumped full of antibiotics and all kinds of hormones and crap. Mm-hmm. And cutting out even the produce. And you know what? I can kind of understand that, because one of the sickest I've ever been was when I ate some raspberries that made me sick as a dog, the food poisoning I got from it. And come to find out they were, I went to Ralph's where I'd bought them. We were actually in Palm Desert for the weekend and we went and bought some fresh fruit, and I got so sick, and I contacted Ralph's and they said, well, but you know, basically they said it's because they came from Mexico. Don't eat any produce from Mexico. So, you know, that's just one example of, you know, and we get a lot of our fruits and our vegetables. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that now is that a lot of the produce that we get from Mexico is repackaged under American companies in produce outlets. And so, you know, here I'm thinking I'm eating healthy and I got sick as a dog. So, you know, same thing with, you know, our a lot of our food supply, even the organic stuff is not truly organic. So there's lots of people that are shifting to a straight up carnivore diet. I want to hear from any of you out there who have done that. AndreaKshow.com, because you know what, if you're going to get sick off of fruits and veggies, you know, how does that help you? All right, you guys, we're going to take a little break. We come back, final segment of tonight's Andrea Kaye Show, and another segment of me talking with president of Magic Dicol, Dr. Richard Presser, about the IWantMyHealthBack.com movement. Stick around. You don't want to miss it.
The information provided is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. Therefore, the following content is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kay Show. I've just had so much fun talking to Dr. Richard Presser about Magic Dicol and Nanosoma Spray, which if you missed any part of anything that we've talked about so far, download the podcast and listen and re-listen multiple times to what we've been talking about, because it's truly life-changing. Any questions, please email me at andreakshow.com, andreakshow.com. All right, so Richard, I want to talk about something that I've heard you say before. We want to set expectations, because while this is absolutely incredible, this is using a natural substance that actually from which our bodies and life was formed. It doesn't mean you put one squirt in your mouth and you're healed automatically. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes, it's easy to hear the things I say and think, one spray in your mouth and miracles will happen. I would tell you they can, but it's unusual. I've no doubt anymore that the particle in this product is conscious and intelligent. And when you put it in your body, the body conducts a triage. Whatever is life-threatening gets dealt with first. And so if you have extreme blood sugar or extreme blood pressure, I've seen those resolved literally overnight. I mean overnight, normalized overnight. But if they're only a bit elevated, they could take 3 months, 6 months, or whatever. So you can, in certain circumstances, see an instant result, but it's rare. If you have a chronic health condition that you might have had for years, Roger says you need to allow 2 to maybe 3 weeks for every year you've had the condition. So in other words, if you've had, Parkinson's for a decade, you need to allow a bit of time for it to heal. Rogan's mother, for example, actually had Parkinson's, and she used it for 6 months. Nothing changed, but by 8 months, it was cleared.
Wow!
This is not unusual. As a father of a dear Italian friend of mine who had advanced senile dementia, it was as bad as it was going to get. Pretty much, he was in a very bad way. Giovanni gave him 5 sprays 3 times a day for a year. And then had an MRI scan done, his brain was back to working properly again.
Wow.
We have this list of incurable diseases we are told about, dementia being one, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, all these kind of things that are considered to be incurable. Well, guess what? We're told if you have a heart attack, the scarring in the heart muscle will be there for life. Well, I've got news for you.
Wow. Let's talk about, let's talk about biological age. I'm looking at Dr. Raghu on the internet, and he looks like he's in his 40s. I don't know if that's from the Nanosoma, but what can you share with us about biological age?
So Raghu is 72. Been using the product for, 13, 14 years or so. The last time I had his biological age checked, it was 48. 2 years prior to that, it was 51. In other words, his biological clock, his metabolic age, is going backwards. And, I've seen this from many people now, not as much as Rugger's, but certainly getting it checked and finding they're showing up as 10 years younger than their genealogical age. What's the term? I can't think. It reverses the aging process of the body. The aging process, as your listeners may know, is that the telomere on the end of the can't think whatever it's on the end of. It's the gene on the end of the gene. It gets shorter over time. That's what aging is. But when you're using this product, it grows back.
Wow.
I want to just take a moment, Andrea, and mention the other two products, because the core is the Nanosoma spray. And everybody that engages with it, I encourage you very strongly to watch the video, which Andrew will make available to you, on how to use this, because it's important to understand how you should use it. I will just mention it very quickly. You know, fire sprays once a day is maintenance. If you've got, if you're over 50, I would recommend that you start with fire sprays four times a day for the first bottle, fire sprays twice a day for the second, and then settle into fire sprays once a day. But if you've got any health condition that you're aware of, I recommend that you use fire sprays four times a day until that condition is cleared or clearing. And I'll say you get, you know, it's a process that really you need to go through and to be clear what you're using. And if someone has had the COVID jabs and regrets it, we have some amazing testimonies from people who have cleared that debris from their bodies, and our recommended protocol is fire sprays every 4 hours for 7 days. But just touching on the other two products, there is a gel, which basically is an anisoma spray with edible xanthan gum added to it. So we sell it topically, but in fact, it's perfectly safe to use orally. You can't sell a product in the US and in many other countries for both oral and topical use. Mm-hmm. But it turns out that no pathological viruses, fungi, yeast, or bacteria can survive in the presence of this stuff. Think about that. And it also, again, I haven't explained why this is, but on another time we can, this product triggers the production of pluripotent stem cells in the body. And so if you've got a wound, let's say, you put the gel on, it disinfects the wound, and it triggers the production of pluripotent stem cells in the wound. You might imagine it would heal up very quickly. It's mm-hmm. extraordinary.
Well, yeah.
some of the results that you see. And it's just extraordinary for, you know, insect bites, for burns, for wounds, for cuts and abrasions, for eczema and acne and psoriasis. All these things respond to this, you know, little skin tags, spots you've got that have been around for a while. You put this on, you can expect them to disappear. And then there's the third product, which is the Medisoma Telomerase Natural Skin Cream, which, again, is derived from the gel. So you go spray, gel, cream in terms of the evolution. And the cream is designed for putting on your face primarily. The gel, we all know the skin on our face is a little different from elsewhere in the body. And if you put the gel on your face, it's a little drying. It doesn't hurt or damage, but, you know, it's kind of feels like it shrinks the skin. The cream is designed for the face. And I was talking about how these products trigger the production of vitamin C in the body. Well, when you put this on your face, it triggers the production of vitamin C in the cells of your face, of your skin. And I think most people are aware that it's collagen that fills out our skin, and it's why as we age, our skin tends to wrinkle because the collagen tends to go away. High-end skin creams tend to be chock full of vitamin C as they try to produce that collagen. We don't have any vitamin C in this product. Rather, it produces the skin to produce its own, the cells to produce their own. And we have photographs of, for example, a woman who used it a couple of weeks and all the fine line details in her face just disappeared.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.